So as you might know, today is International Day of People with Disability, and the federal government has just unveiled a new 10-year disability strategy. The focus is on boosting employment and in particular supporting people to transition from education and into jobs. That includes helping employers get the tools and confidence they need to hire more people with disability. The $250 million investment will also increase accessible housing and tackle community attitudes around disability. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin launched the strategy this morning, and she says there's simple things businesses can do to hire more people with disability.
Whether it just be making sure that the employment workspace is able to cater for the particular needs of the person, it might be making sure that the rest of the staff in the organisation understand the needs of the person that's working there. So it could be a very, very simple thing. But we know that a lot of employers actually say they understand the value of somebody with disability as an employee, but it's not translating into the employers actually employing them. So what we want to do through this process is actually to give the confidence to the employers to take the chance to employ somebody with a disability, because they are very, very often some of the most amazing employees you will ever have work in your business.
Social Services Minister Anne Rustin there. Well, there are 30,000 signing deaf people in Australia who may need an Auslan interpreter at any one time. And yet there are only 300 qualified or accredited practicing interpreters Australia-wide, and not all of them work full-time. This growing lack of Auslan interpreters is a huge issue for the deaf community. It leaves many without access to an interpreter to communicate with the hearing world. Eliza Hull has more.
An interpreter is essential for deaf people who use signing to communicate. Yet, with only 300 qualified interpreters in Australia, there's a serious shortage of expertise. Jen Blythe is the CEO of Deaf Australia and is deaf.
We're aware to become an interpreter, you need fluency in Auslan and fluency in English or other spoken languages as well. Then you need to study to become an interpreter. And that could take approximately 3 years. And the NADI assessment for interpreters to become accredited and qualified can be quite challenging for people to access.
Jen Blythe is speaking through Auslan interpreter Kelly North.
We see a big problem where people are keen to learn Auslan. They get to that point, but then they may decide not to become an interpreter. Or sometimes people just learn Auslan out of personal interest. So by the end of an Auslan course, the numbers are small. So by the time we get to the end of that cycle, those who are qualified, it's just not enough.
Another issue is that not all interpreters are suitable for all deaf people.
If a deaf person was going into a medical appointment, the interpreter may not know enough about the appropriate medical terminology for that appointment. So for example, if a deaf person is talking about pain that they're experiencing in their side, and the doctor may refer to their heart, but if the interpreter places the heart on the wrong part of their body and starts referring to the wrong sign in the wrong space, it can cause a lot of confusion for the deaf person.
The issue became public during the COVID pandemic, when many of the state premier press conferences were broadcast without an Auslan interpreter.
We believe that all government information, whether it's the Prime Minister or different MPs for the state departments, if they think it's important enough to stand up and say something at a media conference, it's important enough to provide an interpreter.
For First Nations deaf people, the shortage of First Nations interpreters is an even bigger problem. There are only 5 First Nations interpreters Australia-wide. Joanna Argyas is a First Nations deaf person and the founder of Deaf Aboriginal Services. She is also speaking through Auslan interpreter Kelly North.
For First Nations deaf people, it's very frustrating. The want is there, the demand is there for First Nation interpreters, for cultural events, Aboriginal festivals, Aboriginal courses that are relevant to Aboriginal lives and context and content and so on. First Nation interpreters know the terminology.
How do you think that affects First Nations people that are deaf?
It affects them in many ways. Bringing in a non-First Nation interpreter, there's miscommunications, obviously, and very obvious struggles in understanding the content. We also need to make sure that they're culturally safe spaces.
The biggest barriers for First Nations people becoming Auslan interpreters is financial and cultural.
It comes down to funding, and I've been teaching Auslan for over 20 years, and I've rarely seen any Aboriginal students in my class. It's been a rarity. They come and they go. The few that I have asked, is it they feel like they have to comply with the Western way, which means that the courses aren't adjustable and accessible or suitable for First Nations students' needs.
Jen Blythe feels the government needs to prioritise funding to enable more people to study Auslan.
There's not enough funding from the government to facilitate those who do want to take the pathway to become interpreters.
Jen Blythe there from Deaf Australia, ending Eliza Hull's report. And a spokesperson for the Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, says the government recognises the demand for Auslan interpreters and is trying to address the issue through the NDIS National Workforce Plan. The spokesperson also says Auslan interpreting services are funded through state, territory, Commonwealth governments, as well as private arrangements.